So far this week, we haven't told you a great deal about some of the things that God is doing and that we trust that God will do in connection with gospel and missionary broadcasting. One of our most intense areas of activity in the last few years has been on the United States-Mexico border. You know that we've got a big country to the south, about 100 million people. With Mexico City that is growing so rapidly, they anticipate that in a few years it might have as many as 31 million people in it. I'm not saying that very approvingly or positively, but because big cities spawn big problems. But that's the fact of the matter. And in Mexico, in recent years, there has been a concerted effort or attempt to take all Christian programs off broadcasting stations in Mexico. That's why we're on the border using United States territory to get as much outreach directly into Mexico as we possibly can. So we have one station in Brownsville that's right across from the Mexican city of Matamoros. A lot of winter Texans come down to see that city. Then we have another station in Corpus Christi where the population is about half English and half Hispanic. Another station in McAllen, Texas, only about 10 miles from the border. And then a fourth one in Laredo, Texas, right across from the even bigger city of Nuevo Laredo. And when you get across the river, you certainly see a tremendous change. Great opportunity and great need. Now we want to keep going westward along the border to cover other areas. And right now we are looking very intensively at the city of El Paso, because right across from El Paso is the biggest Mexican city on the border, and that's the city Ciudad Juarez. That's about 1.5 million people, and growing very, very rapidly. Now in Corpus, in Brownsville, in Laredo, we were able to get stations because there were still frequencies available. We could apply for them, get them from FCC, and put up a new station. In El Paso, there are no frequencies available at the present time. If we're going to get a station there, we have to buy one. Radio stations in populated areas are quite expensive. But they tell us that these days, the radio market in El Paso is quite depressed. And several stations are starting to go belly up. They're not making it financially. That might be an opportunity to purchase a station at a much more reasonable price. We are negotiating or investigating several, but right now we can't do it all that seriously because of the fact that we do not have any major amount of funds on hand in connection with such a station. I know that a number of you people here are praying people. May I give you a prayer request? Pray for a Spanish gospel station in El Paso, right across from that big city of Ciudad Juarez. And at the same time, will you pray that God, in anticipation of the need, will be sending in the funding that we can see grow until we can negotiate seriously with some radio station owner when we think about possibly purchasing a station there. And we've got some built-in helpers there. Did you know that in El Paso, from the Gospel Missionary Union alone, there are about 25 retired missionaries living there because they have retired, but they still want ministry to the Spanish-speaking world. So many of them go across the river and work in churches there in Ciudad Juarez, and they keep writing us and asking us, when are you going to have a station in El Paso? Well, we'll have it in God's good time. Would you like to pray with us that the Lord will do a marvelous thing in providing the opening, in supplying the funds to let us go on the air in El Paso, with a broadcasting station that would be primarily Spanish for that large audience in Ciudad Juarez and many other areas around it. I've been told that we can continue to offer these books, the two of them, at $3.75. Two volumes of commentary, I trust inspirational commentary, on the Acts of the Apostles that will take you through the first 12 chapters. And those are remarkable chapters, as many of you know. Lord willing, tonight, we're going to think about the provision for service. Don't you love that promise that says, being confident of this very thing, that he who hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I'm so glad that that verse doesn't say, God has begun a good work in you, now you have to finish the job. That wouldn't work so well. But it says, he who has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. The wonderful thing about the God in whom we trust is that when he starts something, he finishes it. And the work he has begun in our lives, he wants to finish and continue as well. Only growing Christians render the most fruitful service. Now today we're going to continue on the second missionary journey. And our scripture passage is Acts chapter 17. Acts 17.